This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It is primary election day along the Potomac River in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia. Polls are now closed in Virginia, and NPR is projecting that Barack Obama will win handily there on the Democratic side. It is a close race between Republicans John McCain and Mike Huckabee. Here's what some voters had to tell us as they cast their ballots today in Richmond, Virginia.
My name is John Lloyd. I'm from Richmond, Virginia. Well, initially, I thought that Barack Obama didn't have a ghost of a chance. I'm the grandson of a lady who was enslaved. When I cast the vote, their faces crossed my mind.
My name is Jerry Gasper. I am pro-life, so that was the most important thing for me. I've stuck with the same guy all the way through Huckabee. Even as a Republican, he's helped with jobs and done more things for his state than some others have.
Jane Fletcher.
Leadership, bringing the United States back to a better place in the world. I ended up voting for Hillary.
Some voters in Richmond, Virginia, taking part in today's primary.
They are still voting for another half hour in Maryland and in the District of Columbia, but the polls have closed in Virginia, where NPR once again has projected Barack Obama to have won a convincing victory over Senator Hillary Clinton. Joining us to talk about today's Potomac primaries is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, Barack Obama's win in Virginia continues this streak that began last week and where he won all five primaries in the caucuses. He's run the table.
He certainly has, and he now has many more states than Senator Clinton. And at the end of tonight, he might have more delegates. Virginia has 168 delegates. He started the night in the AP count with 1,124 delegates to Clinton's 1,147. So he's well on the way to passing her. Yeah. And what's interesting also is just the exit polls is we see something new happening. He got 90% of the black vote. That's not unusual for him. But African Americans were only one-third of the Virginia electorate. He split the white vote with Senator Clinton, and he is beginning to poach on her coalition a little bit. You know, she's assembled this voting coalition of older voters, women, blue-collar Democrats, Hispanics. He has affluent voters, educated voters, young voters, and black voters, but he's starting to make some inroads into her coalition. He got 6 in 10 women and 2/3 of the men. Now, the question is, will this be the new pattern going forward for him? If so, obviously, that's good news for Obama.
And I imagine his camp will start talking about his electability based on those numbers. The Clinton campaign, from the beginning, had been downplaying expectations about these results, looking ahead instead to Ohio and Texas on March 4th.
Right, which makes sense for them because what they've got between now and Ohio and Texas is Wisconsin and Hawaii. And Hawaii is Obama's home state, and Wisconsin is another one of those states that has that Obama-type profile, affluent, educated, liberal, young voters. But
and his connection to that state.
And his
well.
Connection. And look, she has two big firewalls, her campaign thinks. But the big question is, you know, what kind of momentum will he have? Certainly it will mean more money for him. Will it make some of her superdelegates go wobbly? He's clearly riding a wave. She has come back before. And I would just say that Obama's a wave is not necessarily a tidal wave. And just to press this metaphor, I mean, she's definitely wet, but she's not swept away. I mean, she is a resilient candidate.
Well, I'm just going to press that metaphor just a little bit more as we turn to talk about the Republicans, because John McCain is the presumptive nominee, but he's not exactly riding a tidal wave either.
No, actually, that's almost the most interesting thing that's happening tonight. The exit polls in Virginia show very, very close race between him and Mike Huckabee. It shows you how much work he still has to do to court conservatives. I think that the Huckabee vote is the natural anti-McCain vote. Huckabee isn't out there running negative ads against McCain or running an anti-McCain campaign. But wherever there are evangelical voters, social conservatives, Huckabee gets them. So even as McCain is raking up the establishment and getting endorsements by the dozens every day, with voters who call themselves very conservative, and they are a third of the vote in Virginia, Huckabee is getting 2/3 of them. And so far in the exit polls, they're only splitting the independents, which is McCain's great strength.
Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson.